to 10:48, actually. 10:48 this weekend, no. Let me welcome all of you for a narration of the Pradosha Lila, what Krishna does from 8:24 to 10:48. These descriptions give us a wonderful glimpse into the spiritual world, which is so much more effulgent, interesting, loving than what we find in this world, and which is our ultimate goal. So in these meditations about the different kalas or time periods throughout the day, Gaudiya Vaishnavas always start the meditation on what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does in the spiritual world. And from there, they go through to the spirit, to Vrindavan. In other words, Navadvipa Lila performs the portal, the door, which brings a meditating devotee into Krishna Lila. And here is one verse. Pradosha Shiva Se Mandire Pravesha Adhika Ulasahiya Tata Priya Gana Mana Anurupa Karaye Adbhuta Kriya. In the evening, Gora goes to the house of Shrivas. His heart is blossoming in great delight. He's very, very enthusiastic. There he performs wonderful pastimes in accordance with the desires of his dear friends. Those who are interested in knowing exactly why Lord Chaitanya is so happy and what he does with his dear friends can be referred to Sriman Mahaprabhu Ashtakaliya Lila Smaram Mangala Stotram. It's a work which we have dealt with in our Gora meditation. So, what is happening at this time in Vrindavan? Well, you must know that at the beginning of this evening pastimes, there is a huge commotion in Vrindavan. All the Brajvasis move into the large assembly hall in Nandagram, which is suited for evening entertainments. They take their seats there, and Nanda Maharaj has welcomed them personally, and they all are a little bit waiting for two personalities to also join them. It's Krishna and Balaram. Yesterday we spoke to a friend of Krishna Murari's, a wonderful Goswami of Nandishwara, of Nandagram, who actually always who told us that the best way in which we conduct ourselves in this world is we should always have a feeling in our heart, something that is in the underground of feeling the separation from Radha and Krishna or Krishna and Balaram. It's always there, oh, I wish to attain them. And here the eternally liberated souls who are always with Krishna give an example. And Nanda Maharaj is also very, very restless because He can feel the growing anticipation in the assembly, but there is a strong block here. Mother Yashoda's concern for little Krishna and Balaram. She thinks her sons need to take rest and not go to an evening entertainment. So Nanda Maharaj is perplexed. Everyone ultimately, ultimately they give in to Nanda Maharaj, but Nanda Maharaj is very, very loving and affectionate towards his wife Yashoda. So what will happen? The whole evening entertainment is ready. There are ministers, there are musicians, there are poets ready to recite. There are scholars ready to lecture on the Puranas. There are dancers, there are jugglers. There are clowns who perfectly know how to entertain an assembly. There are even magicians ready to perform for the pleasure of the Raja, Nandaraj, and Krishna Balaram, but Krishna Balaram are not there. Everything is, the program cannot start without them. Suddenly, Krishna Balaram burst into the assembly. They are dressed in royal garments. Krishna for in the royal garments means they are dressed like the king. For instance, Krishna has a dagger in his waist. Well, dagger means the perfect king is ready to defend the interests of his citizens, if need be, with a dagger. So this it is not used, it's just a sign of a royal insignia. He's ready. So they burst in the scene. They are the two cowherd princes, that's what they are escorted by their very dear associates, and they go to a special platform that is reserved for them. All eyes turn away from everything and just on Krishna Balaram. There is a verse in Govinda Lilamrita, if I'm correct, yes. The guests' hearts, when they see Lord Krishna, they swell. And the swelling of the heart can only be compared with the swelling of the ocean when the moon rises and the various waves come. It's a symptom also of Harinam Sankirtan, that our hearts begin to open and swell. Perhaps you sometimes experience it. So here, Hari is like a moon who rises on the mountain of the cowherd community, and all their eyes are fixed on Krishna Balaram. Their eyes are compared to Chakora birds. This is a particular bird. Let me see if it's here. No, it is believed that this bird. It has a melodious voice, and in poetry, it is said it lives on the moonbeams. What is happening in zoology, if you want to, is that these birds are night birds and they look for the rise of the sun, but this is for the rising of the moon. So everyone has eyes like Chakora birds. They look for the rising of Hari, Lord Hari, coming. And And their hair stand on end like little plants. When the monsoon season comes, then they all rise, the greeneries, and they smile like the night blooming lotuses that blossom when the moon of Hari is there. Beautiful analogies. This is from Govinda Lilamrita, which tells us how the effect of Krishna's darshan is. It makes the heart blossom, it makes the eyes fixed on Krishna, and so on. There is a disciple of Raghunandan Goswami. His name is Raishikar. He is seeing Krishna in his meditation in his royal attire. He tells us how Krishna looks. He wears a red and gold bandana around his head. Those who have seen in Radhakund how sometimes Giriraj is dressed know that in the dressing he gets a bandana. Do you know what bandana is? It a bandana? Is it something around? It's gold and red. No. Yeah. What?
It's for the turban, bandan.
Yeah, it's like that. No? And so they see him. Their foreheads are decorated with sandalwood paste. And there are captivating earrings that adorn their beautiful ears. What I like especially is the pearl, which is fixed here in the nose bridge, and it dangles before Krishna's nose. And the upper portion of that pearl is slightly red, because it reflects the inside of the nostril. So this is, and it hangs there on a golden ring, you know, and there's a jeweled necklace, pure jewels on his neck. On his chest hangs a particular locket that is appropriate for the social event at the moment, because there's a dashing sash around his waist, and when he enters the assembly, he typically holds the hand of Balaram. They are two cowherd princes, you know, but they are best brothers, friends, everything. As Krishna enters, this is very, very nicely described in Nectar of Devotion. He's Sriman, he's a little shy. He folds his hands and he offers obeisances to the priests and all the elders and shows them in this way respect. Those who are junior to himself, the little boys are also there who are still, who escaped their mothers, who wanted to tuck them into bed. And Krishna compassionately looks at each single one of these little boys who is just there looking at Krishna. And he sits on this podest, and there he discusses quite informally with his friends. You must always know, Krishna is he's appropriate with everyone, but to his intimate friend, he's extremely playful and restless and active and everything. So he playfully converses with them. Now the evening entertainment can start. It starts, I have a very nice description here, with sages that recite from the Vedas. And what do they recite? Glorifications of Krishna. Oh, the whole universe is emanating from him. And everyone hears about their Krishna. Wow, wow. We didn't know this. He's playful. How can the whole universe emanate from him? And so on. And then others describe the glorious ancestors of Krishna Balaram, from which family they come. You must know it's a village, and they feel great enthusiasm to know that Krishna and Balaram are the greatest. Of course, you know, what else? So when they hear all this glorification, they get up from their seats and applaud. I don't think they will clap. Is in traditional society here, clapping is not appropriate. They shout something.
They shout like
Jai Ho, Jai Ho, Jai Ho,
Jai
Ho, Jai Ho, Jai Ho, Jai Ho. No need of clapping. They shout, and it gets so restless and unruly because they're so enthusiastic that Nanda Maharaj needs to get up, and he needs to calm everyone down. Sit, sit, sit. The entertainment has not started, you know. But they are so happy about this. So after Nanda has settled the crowd, he orders now the entertainment. First, male and female dancer perform the Tandava and Lasya dances respectively. Tandava is more a male dance, which has a lot of physical movements that are very difficult to do for a normal person. Very, not really acrobatic, but with a lot of energy, no? And they are more associated with Shiva, these Tandava dances. And the Lasya dances, the more female dances, they are associated with goddess Parvati, and they show more the grace, feminine charm, happiness, beauty, more the female qualities. So after that, actors dramatize the leelas of usually three avatars. There are three pravasta avatars or incarnations. That's Ram, Narasimha, and Krishna. And all these incarnations have the six opulences which we have heard about, but in slightly varying degrees, and Krishna has the most of them. Then a magician comes. This is my favorite act because I do like magic too much. So the magician, before everyone, puts a basket on the floor. It's like putting a basket here. Then he does his magic, lifts the basket, and a white pigeon comes and flies. And Krishna says, but the pigeon should have a partner. This is what Krishna said. He wants to see. No problems, as a magician. He puts, and the first pigeon has disappeared. Somehow, magic. So he puts the basket again on the ground. Magic, magic, magic. Takes it away, and two pigeons rise, and everyone just gets up again. Jai ho, jai ho. This is a wonderful display of magic. You know, you must agree. This is very Orden, ist der Orden, they fly off from where they have come magically, and then jugglers perform acrobats balance themselves on raised bamboo poles. They put a pole up, and on top they balance. Tantrics push one string in one nostril and you take it out in another nostril. This is a coward culture. It is very interesting. And so on. I will now come to the end. At the end, Nanda richly rewards all the performers with gold. The ladies get expensive ornaments, and they get also very nicely made cloth. They can make in winter time bugle bandis from the cloth. You know, it's a very, very nice. Govinda Lilamrita, now, although you must understand here one thing, these entertainments are certainly very mind-capturing. You must agree, no? But during the whole performance, the audience has only eyes for Krishna Balaram. While the audience, who have eyes like Chakora birds, drink the moonbeams of Krishna's sweet smile, they paradoxically remain unfulfilled. They look at this because as they look at Krishna Balaram, their hearts are moved, and through the eyes come sufficient tears, a lot of tears. And who can really understand the secrets of prema? This is the Govinda Lilamrita. Here, I read it to you. While the audience with eyes akin to Chakora birds drink the moonbeams of Krishna's sweet smile, they paradoxically remain unfulfilled, for what they consume through their gaze trickles forth as tears. Such is the mystique of prema. Who can fathom its depths? With this, I will invite our Krishna Murari to also contribute to this wonderful, wonderful evening pastimes from 8:24 to 10:48. So, Hare Krishna, please come here.
As Maharaj beautifully described the different entertainments which are used as different tools to actually Maharaj, these entertainments are entertainments for Krishna, but for the Brajabasis and especially the elderly gopis and the elderly gopas, this is their excuse to come near Nanda Bhavan and to directly witness the direct presence of Krishna and Balaram. Because they cannot go to the forest, and Krishna, when he comes in the evening, usually it is their slot, it is their time to personally witness the presence of Krishna. In the mornings, Krishna and Balaram usually go to the to Goshala and to other places, and it is their time to see Krishna. While Krishna and Balaram sitting during the entertainment arena where everyone is looking so closely towards Krishna and Balaram, Krishna specifically has some worries already going on in the mind. Because when he returned from the forest of Vrindavan after taking care of the cows, he received those love-filled letters in form of different petals, which embraced him as he walked through the different streets of Nandagram. So he also remembers that as the night is proceeding, he still has, the day is about to end for the others, but he still has something on his plans which are still waiting for him to be given proper care. So Sri Thakurji shows himself to be present joyfully there, but he is almost half present there, because he, you know, the part of Vatsalya Bhav Ras is pradhan here, is prime at that time of when they are sitting in that arena. And in Braj Bhasha we call the different aerobatics as Nat Magad Sut. There are people who come who just glorify the different family generations of Nanda Maharaj. There are some who glorify the great deeds which Parjanya Maharaj has done, so that Krishna has come in their family. And especially the magicians which we heard about, there is a very good description which shows that a rabbit sometimes jumps off the basket and he comes directly running towards Krishna, and he feels like, you know, a bit shocked that, you know, he is finally, you know, the rabbit something jumps out from the basket towards Krishna. And in the end of the entertainment, all the Brajabasis, especially the older ladies and others, it is their time to offer things to Krishna. Still in Braj, if you meet some old ladies, they always have something, you know, they want to give you. So in the end, when everyone is going, so the Krishna and Balaram sit on the lap of Nanda Maharaj, and the Brajabasis come and offer something to Krishna, to Balaram. Especially some of the Braj gopis, they make special tambuls, special pan for Krishna, which is directly of the same size of the opening mouth of Krishna. Because it doesn't have to be bigger. In one of the temple in Braj, in Baladev, even up till today, the evening meal which is cooked by the pujaris, the puris are of this size. Very tiny. Why the puris can be bigger? But it is because when a child has to go to sleep, and if he has to eat something, he does not have to put extra endeavor to break puris into at least two or three pieces and then eat it. Breaking puris will require some endeavor. So the puris are of very small size, so that he can take it in one go, one puri in one go, and use some sabji, just eat it. He doesn't have to make extra endeavors, extra efforts to break it. So in the same way, these Braj gopis, they bring special tambuls to freshen up the mouth of Krishna and Balaram. And they just somehow or the other come and they just pop it in the mouth of Krishna and Balaram. And they feel so happy after that. And soon, as we heard in the previous pastimes, that now Krishna is eagerly waiting to enter into the another part of his Leela, that he now starts pretending that he has to go to sleep now. And almost he sleeps in the lap of Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj holds him on the shoulder, and he always, many a times he brings him home, that he is now almost very tired, he needs to be sleeping. And as soon as Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they put him for sleeping, he pretends this for half ghadi. Half ghadi means one, it is a calculation, time calculating process in Braj. One ghadi has 48 minutes. So half ghadi means 24 minutes. For about a period of 24 minutes, he pretends as if he really has to sleep now. So they make him on the bed and everything is covered. And then they start taking their leave. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they take their leave. And now Krishna, in his pretendence, where he is pretending that he is sleeping, but he remembers that which special invitation he has to go and fulfill today. And then he jumps off, and on the northern side of Nanda Bhavan, there is a special room where Sri Thakurji sleeps. And he comes out of the window of that room, and now he has to run to the special places where he has been invited. And the gopis, by that time, the young gopis, they have almost fulfilled their household duties to their mothers, to fathers, and to the husbands. And they are also now eager, because the time for their prime rasa is about to start soon. And then Krishna starts going either to the special palaces where he has been invited, or to the special groves or kunjas where he has been invited. And when he reaches there, the first thing is, Krishna himself is not so dressed, but he likes to dress especially Srimati Radharani and the Sakhis. There is a very beautiful description that how beautifully Krishna knows specially to make different forms of hairs of Srimati Radharani. I wish to share about one specific night where Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they come to the caves and to the kunjas of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. The poet describes, Giri ki saghan kandaran ren nivas kiyo piye pyari. On that specific day, piye means beloved Krishna, and pyari, beloved Srimati Radharani. That day, they thought to themselves that today they want to spend the night in the valley of Sri Govardhan. And when they come there, so many beautiful flowers from all the six seasons start blossoming on that one night just to serve Radha and Krishna. And there's a beautiful description how many forms of making hair. The hairs are known as veni in Sanskrit. And there are different ways how Krishna knows to make hairs of Srimati Radharani. Krishna expresses, Beni guth kaha koi jane, teri sompiya meri si. He tells, O Sri Radhe, I have learned the exact process of making hairs. And I can make so beautiful hairs, I can decorate your hair so beautifully that no one else can do like that. And then Srimati Radharani asks, oh, what all ways do you know? Then he at least gives the three or four different types of examples of doing the hairs. The one way is, it is known as veni, where you just take the hairs of a beautiful lady, you comb them and you divide them into three portions. And then you intertwine them and make a beautiful hair, veni, braid. This is veni. another way is Pushpaveni, where you make the hairs into three portions and braid it and make the braid, and then you use different types of flowers on the nodes of the hairs, as if one stair leads to another. This is Pushpaveni. The third way is Malaveni, where you have special garlands which you make out of the night blossoming flowers, and at that time you don't distribute the hairs into three, but you use them, you take the hairs, and the fourth line is of the garland. You intertwine them. This is the third way. The fourth way is Nagaveni. Nag means snake. You make the hairs in such a way, and so that the hairs are not coming up till on the back so much, and you tie them in a way that the end portions of the hairs look like a snake. In this way, Shri Krishna, on different occasions, he decorates Srimati Radharani. And the other Sakhis, they feel so fortunate to see and to witness this, that the gopis start glorifying the greatest fortune of Srimati Radharani. There is a specific song which describes this. तू है सखी बड़ भाग बड़ी नंद लाल तेरे घर आवत हैं ओ सखी you are so fortunate that Sri Nandalal himself comes to your own house. तू अपनो श्रृंगार करत है तू अपनो श्रृंगार करत है ये दर्पण हाथ देखावत है ओ सखी sometimes he decorates you himself. And sometimes when you yourself decorate you, he supports you by he himself holds the mirror in his own hands and he sits in front of you so that you can decorate yourself beautifully. Sab koi inke gunan bakhanat ye teroi gun ye गावत है. Although everyone sings his glories, but at that time he sings yours. कुंभन दास लाल गिरधर प्रभु तेरे ही हाथ बे कावत है. O Srimati Radharani, you have captivated him so much, as if you have purchased him. And someone purchases something, that means he gets the full rights of him. Whatever he likes him to do or whatever she likes to do, he does that. In this way, beautifully, Sri Thakurji decorates Srimati Radharani, and the other phase of the pastime, the interiors of those pastimes, the poet expresses that a chakura can go very high towards the moon, but a blackish crow cannot reach there. He doesn't have reach up till there. He only reaches only up till some height. So that next part of the pastimes, which are more of Nikunja Leela, the poet hesitates like a crow, hesitates to go even more high in the sky, because it is beyond his reach. He says, only the Chakoras, only the greater Rasikas than him can describe or can access that realm of Shri Shri Radha Krishna's pastimes, but it is not in his reach. So he stops here. The next proceedings into Shri Thakurji's pastimes, we will hear tomorrow. Radhe Shyam, Shri Shri Ladli Lal Ki.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very, very much for listening. And yes, it is, I like the ending. Also Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami compares the reach of various devotees with the abilities of various birds to fly to a certain heights and remain in their range, so to say, to be safe. I also feel after today, where we were able to go around Giriraj and meet many good sadhus and talk with them, that yes, I've also noted this care which they exert. They say, yes, let us all start with the holy name, and as we purify our consciousness more and more, then from the holy name all Krishna's beautiful form and qualities and also Leela will blossom forth. So they make always the point that these things should not be like seen with a material mind, but they are beyond the creation of Lord Brahma and the world and what our mind can grasp. And they are very, very nice. Yes, so we hear about pastimes that we can also enjoy, and we can sit on the Nandagram's audience in our mind and look when is Krishna coming, and bathe our eyes in there. Thank you all very much for listening, and tomorrow we have heard something new, something else will come. Hare Krishna.